question is, how does it matter for me? But when I know that I am related to him as son to a father, and that from father comes the inheritance, and peace and grace and knowledge, which are the property of God, they are my inheritance. And by my birth, I have this birth life. I will get them. This gives me satisfaction. So when I say that I must be aware of Baba, that I have attained him, I must also be aware of how full Baba is. That he is almighty. What is it that he can't do? He can do everything. If he helps me, nothing can stand in my way. If no other gives me help, no other gives me company, if he gives me, I am fulfilled. There will be no shortcoming, no shortfall. So if I know his attributes and also his acts, that this is the present Sangam Yoga, the pre-period of confluence, when he is doing his acts, which means he is giving, he is sharing, he is showering his boons, blessings, and it is easy to get this from him in the present period, and he is giving the knowledge and so on. When I know that his acts are taking place in the present period, when I also know my relationship with him, when I also know the attributes of God and all these what I have been given to me, understand about God, then this is the first thing which I think should demolish completely the feeling of frustration or dejection or deprivation. All these other things which I mentioned earlier, and I should have complete satisfaction. Because if I really understand, therefore Baba asks in Murli many times, Chintan, do you understand? Samjha. In Hindi, ask again and again, Samjha. You know this word, Samjha? He is explaining things to us. And he puts us the question, do you understand? And after asking, do you understand? He said, Samjha ka nahi samjha? Do you really understand, Chintan? You understand or you don't understand? He asks this again. It is because many times we understand things only at a literal level, at a mental level, we don't realize it. If we really realize that we have been able to have a connection with Shiv Baba, and Shiv Baba is really knowledgeful, peaceful, blissful, loveful, almighty and so on, and that we are his children, and as children we have rights over his property, he must give it to us. There is no other alternative, no other, thing to it. We must get it by our very birth, the spiritual birth, and that now we are fulfilled. Our all disappointment, our all frustration, anything will have been gone. But perhaps, sometimes Baba says, you are a good child, you are a flying angel. Now I feel that I have some kind of a negativity. Now, person begins to feel, Baba perhaps is saying this because he wants me to give a nice word. I don't know that Baba is giving it for self, sure. He knows me more, he knows me better than even I know myself. Whether I have something good in me or not, it is, you see, Baba knows everything. He is knowledgeful. He has got the horoscope of all the 84 births of all the children. And whatever he says is 100% correct. There can be no iota of doubt about it. But I begin to apply in my mind and say, no, I have got a little bit of anger, hatred, this and all that. And Baba is saying, child, you are good, you are a flying angel. I am not. Baba only wishes me to become like that. But if Baba is giving me the certificate you are, but what is the reason to doubt that I am not? I am trying to be wiser. Dadiji asks us to be wise, but I am trying to be wiser than even God, which is wrong. So if I know God as He is, what He is, how He is, where He is and when He is, and all these things about Him, in reality, then I think there is no cause for fear or frustration or dissatisfaction. So, and you know, recently gave the meeting that I am giving you all dissatisfaction with have gone. And I also said that about companion and about that someone feels concerned about us and someone gives us unselfish love. Here is the one who gives us unselfish love. And he says that we should be marked in and we get it in many fold way, multiply. The real love would bring in a transformation in us. So, there is someone who feels concerned for us, for our betterment, and is leading us, guiding us on a good path, to a good goal, and is, now there should be no cause for dissatisfaction, but there is no one who is concerned about us, that there is no one who is fighting us, that there is no one who really loves us, that there is no one who helps us, there is no companion, that we are forlorn, that we are forsaken, there is no one who is giving us his company. He is the one who has the greatest concern for us. He wants us to be the highest, the holiest. And he is working for that, helping us, willing to do it, giving all the care and love, looking after us, showering love on us. There is no lack, and this will give us satisfaction. And then, when we say we should remember Rama, actually, Rama is another word for karma. Because when we say that this is in Rama, whatever is in Rama is because of our karma. It is not for any, for no reason. There is nothing without a cause, nothing for no reason. Everything has a cause. And whatever is there in the drama, would it be all day and not be determined? It is not determined by Shiv Baba. It has been determined by our previous actions, by our previous karma. So when we say that we should depend upon drama, it gives us a feeling of relief. That in itself means that we should say that it is because of karma. And we can now get rid of it by yoga path. There is no other way whereby karma could be erased. No other way. Let anybody say, how can karma be erased? Whatever we have done in the past is there. It is very much there. No one can get rid of it. No one can get out of it. It's a trap in which we are already in. We can't break it. The only way to break it is, or to burn it is, to be liberated from it is, meditation, intense meditation, deep meditation, and Baba said, and that we can have, we have been given the way. And then I said, one of the reasons, one of the causes of our dissatisfaction is, because many desires. We are over ambitious, more than we can control. So we have to select. We have to be people with less desires. That we should understand. That we have limited time, limited capacity. And even if we want to do godly service, everything very good, which is for our own welfare and for the welfare of mankind. But if we are being over ambitious in that, even then, there are always chances that you will be disappointed and that there may be dissatisfaction. So we have to take up only that much, which is in keeping with our capacity, with our stamina. So that we can maintain our stage of yoga. We can do our study properly. If we have no proper time for our study to go deep into what Baba's knowledge is, because this is the most precious thing that we are getting, and we get it only in Sangam Yoga, there is no other period. It's so marvelous, so wonderful, Baba's every word, every thought. It's so precious. We should find time enough to go deep into it and to enjoy it. There is nothing greater than this, we must realize. And we give it up for the sake of service. Service, of course, we must do it, one of our subjects. It is what Baba asks us to do, loves us to do. And it is our own heart's desire to do it. It is something which is our duty to do others. We must forget that there are subjects besides. And knowledge is wonderful. The first attribute of God is knowledgeful. Even God is able to do service to mankind because he is knowledgeful. If God were not knowledgeful, he would not have been able to do knowledge to mankind. And if we want to do service to mankind, we also have to be very firm, very enlightened in our knowledge. And let us therefore cherish this, go deeper into this. It's so sweet, so elixir-type, so nectar, good nectar. It's so, I mean, immortal, precious gems, as Baba has been saying, that we must devote adequate time to our students. God is student like the best above us. Let us first of all remember that we are students. So, if we do this, I think the inner joy which we will get out of study of knowledge will remove the last traces of our this. Because it has so much in it. When you go deeper into it, you will find you are fulfilled. There is no, I mean, emptiness left in it. And similar is the case with meditation. We don't devote proper time to meditation. We don't do intense meditation. We don't attain the sleep state. We are not flying in the angelic form. And we are trying to attain so many worldly things. And even when we want to do service, perhaps we want to have name and fame. That the BK family should know that we are a very good, doing very good, great service, worldwide service. That we have good organizing power, good administrative power. Or that we are good orators, good writers, or whatever. Maybe the form of service. But the first question is, are we good yogis? Because yoga is the foremost thing. It is the greatest gift which Baba has given us. There, every other thing fades into insignificance in face of yoga. Have I risen so high in yoga? Am I established completely in that state of bliss? Am I drinking it deeply all the time? If I have not been able to do this, then I think if there is any cause for dissatisfaction, it is this. I should be dissatisfied only in this because I am not getting it. If once I get it, then nothing will be left which is a cause for dissatisfaction. Because even service, I will be able to do better if I am a better yogi. And if I am more enlightened, if I have all the points of knowledge very clear to me, my mind is very clear. And similar is the case with the qualities. Every single quality if I attain, say patience, contentment, they say, each one is a treasure trove, it's a golden mine, every single quality. Why the world is suffering? It is because of lack of one or the other quality. If I pay my attention to myself, that I have to adorn my mind with these qualities, this quality, that quality and the other qualities, and I think deeply, why I lack in this quality? How should I have this quality? How to improve it? And I pay my maximum attention to it, so that when there are adverse circumstances which test me, I pass through them credited, and I am able to stabilize myself in those qualities. This is the highest achievement. The whole world bows to a person who is a person of qualities, a person of character. The wealth does not last, does not go with man. But this is the qualities for which a man is worshipped. This is what has been made very clear to us. So why do I feel dissatisfaction? Because of lack of other things. If I at all I feel dissatisfaction, I should feel concerned about having these. Every single quality. Let me decorate myself with this, embellish myself with this. And first of all, see what is your speciality. Why you look at others? Why you feel rivalry and jealousy? Why you hate others? You have some speciality. Baba has said it times out of number, my dear children, you are special children. I have selected you out of millions. Each one of you is a special soul. I see specialities in you. See what is your speciality and try to manifest it. Use your speciality for the service of mankind. And I can tell you, even if we do one thing, if we use our specialities for the service of others, we will be fulfilled. There will be no cause for dissatisfaction. There is such a vast field for manifestation of our potentialities, of our qualities, that there will be no margin left for dissatisfaction. The first thing is that we should explore our specialties, our special qualities. And if we do not know that, ask the seniors, consult them, even ask Baba. Baba, when we meet Baba, and when Baba speaks to each one of us, and when we say Baba gave us this blessing, and in those words of beautiful words of blessing, in those inspiring words of blessing, which are marvelous, when God speaks to the souls, which we could never imagine, that God will speak to us. And how lucky, how fortunate we are, that we meet God Himself time and again, and He utters unto us the words which we use to utter to our worshipable souls, divine beings. He utters those souls to us, words to us. And in those words you would find He mentions your speciality. If you just read those verses again and again, you will find that in that is mentioned the speciality which He sees in you. And if you use those speciality for the service of mankind, and you try to multiply it, enhance it, increase it, you will find, this is what Baba has been saying again and again, you will find that there is no reason left for being dissatisfied. Because there is so much in it. And Baba has selected us out of millions for many reasons, and one of those being our that speciality. Now, one of the causes I said was that others are dissatisfied with us, and therefore we are dissatisfied with ourselves. Why we are dissatisfied with ourselves? Because we feel there is something lacking in us, wherefore others are dissatisfied with us. So, if we want to be completely satisfied, we have to satisfy others. Now, how to satisfy others? One is, give them love. Love begets love. Others may be, perhaps they are not satisfied with you, because like you want love from others, they also expect love from you. And they are love star. The world is love star. So you must, even if you have I mean, you must love, offer your love, give love.
This is one thing of making others feel satisfied. And the second one, the other one is giving and sharing. Sometimes others are dissatisfied with us because we are demanding type. We are selfish people. We want things for our own selves, not for others. We deprive others for our own fulfillment. If on the other hand we feel that in giving others is our own fulfillment, not in taking, more in giving rather than in taking, then this is how we can make others satisfied. And when others are satisfied, as I said earlier, it gives us satisfaction. So share with others, give others. Very often Baba has been saying that of devis and devtas, of gods and goddesses, the hand is always like this. It is not like this. In the giving pose, blessing pose, not in the begging pose. And another one is humility. Others may be dissatisfied with us because we are very egoistic type, very proud of ourselves. We talk to them in rough manners. We are discourteous, impolite, disrespectful. And maybe therefore it is that they are dissatisfied with us. So if we are humble, humility we have with our, in our behavior with them, at least there is, from our side, there is no reason why they should be dissatisfied with us. Then a word of appreciation. When each one does an act, he expects a word of appreciation from others. It's a nice word. You can encourage others, appreciate others. We should not be jealous. We sometimes are so miser that we, if we can't give wealth to anybody, help to anybody, energy to anybody, we don't even speak a few good words so that others feel happy that they did a nice job, they did a good act, that we approve of that good act. So speak a few nice words, appreciate others. Give them the chance. And therefore Baba said, when you take the chance, you become chancellor. And I think when you give chance to others, then perhaps you become even better than chancellors. Because you are making others chancellors. One is to be a king, the other is to be a king maker. By giving chance to others, you will be making them chancellors. So naturally, one who makes chancellors is higher than one who himself is a chancellor. And even when you are called upon to make some sacrifices, this Brahmin life, this BK life, demands at times some little sacrifices. How much did Baba sacrifice for us, for his children? How much was he put to discomfort? He was disrespected. There was so much of agitation against him. His all, health, wealth and everything, he sacrificed for our betterment. Can't we make a little bit sacrifice for others to make them feel happy, like a mother does to her children, like a good friend does to a good friend? So let us, even if we feel that something, someone is demanding more than is due, more than what we should do, the fair proportion, the fair share, we should go to that person, never mind. Those who become higher devtas, higher gods and goddesses who are giving, who are sacrificing. People started the other kind of sacrifice, like the Mohammedan sacrificing the lamb on the Eid celebration. You see, and other doing other kinds of sacrifices, like people in India sacrificing a lamb when they go to worship the Devi. But this lamb, which is of greed, of ego in our mind, if we sacrifice this for the betterment of others, this is the real sacrifice which we are expected to make, which would make others not only satisfied, but very happy with us. And if, in spite of doing all this, there are some people who are not satisfied, then at least be satisfied with yourself. How can you be satisfied when others are not satisfied? Because I told earlier that if others are not satisfied, we are not satisfied with ourselves. So maybe that when I am saying this, I am perhaps contradicting my previous statement. But I can be satisfied even when others are not satisfied with me, though I have done all what I said earlier. After that, if somebody is not satisfied with me, I should be satisfied because I have done a good deed. A virtue is its own reward. Let my conscience say that I have whatever I was expected to do, I have done more than that. If somebody is dissatisfied with me, there is no repentance in my mind. My conscience does not prick me. Now there should be no cause for my dissatisfaction. Because I have done a good deed. And a good deed is its own reward. Virtue is its own reward. I should be satisfied with the virtue. With the good deed which I did. Even if this person is not satisfied, maybe that person is more demanding, more greedy than I can fulfill. But If it is within my capacity, whatever I could do, I have done. Now there is no cause for dissatisfaction. I must be satisfied. You have sown the seed of good deed, of virtue, of sacrifice, of love, of feeling concern for another, of helping the other one, of loving, of caring, and that so seed will take some time to sprout, to flower, to attain the form of a fruitful tree. Wait for it. Don't be losing your patience and thinking why this man is dissatisfied. Now there is no longer any need for giving so much thought to it. Feel unconcerned and do your own thing. Because you have sown the seed and you should be satisfied. Wait for it. And then again, I would say be satisfied, because they say there was never born a man who could please the whole world. If you can please the maximum number of people, even then you should be satisfied. Because you have lived your life well. You have done your deeds well. You have wished everybody well. And whatever you could do according to God's teachings, you have done well. And I think it is a fruitful thing you have done. You should be satisfied with yourself. Om Shanti.